All right, everyone, it's that time again. Lust Academy, let's get started. It's Thursday already. Tomorrow I'll use the scroll. Damn, why do I feel anxious? I know I'm ready. Actually, I don't even know what I should be ready for. My best chance to survive is to learn as much as I can. So any of Victoria's lessons or opportunities I can't afford to miss. Let's get studying. Good to see you all. Attention. Today you will practice aiming at and hitting a target outside the classroom. This is a great chance for you to get ready for tests to support one another. Fuck, my head is killing me. Can't focus on what she's telling us to do. I place Gabriella in charge of the practical exercise. Listen to her instructions and don't overwhelm her or yourselves. Proceed one step at a time. Gabriella, after that, please write me a brief summary of how your task went. Okay, Miss Lapice. It's a good thing Victoria chose Gabriella over me. I can't concentrate on anything. My head feels like it's splitting. I can't help out other students if they need it. I swear my head started hurting right now. Excuse me, hurting right when I walked in there. So weird. Grim, hold on, please. Yes, Miss Lapice, you need help with something? Possibly, but first, do you feel anything strange? I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. My head feels like it's being torn apart. That's exactly it. I believe your classmates would feel the same if they stayed here, which is why I decided it would be better to send them away. Do you also have a headache, Miss Lapice? Yeah, unfortunately, it's a very specific type of pain. What's causing it? I believe there are forces working for the Overlord in the class at this moment. We're being spied on? Can't say for sure yet, and maybe a parasite hidden somewhere, draining out our magic. Or it could be worse than that. There's no one here. There's also no one hiding under the desks. Obviously, they're not real people, but magical entities. Is there anything we can do? Let me get to Arthur and ask him for advice. No need for that. I'll tell him later. In the meantime, prepare for a fight. These spells will exhaust me in our current state. Be ready to come to my aid. Stand somewhere safe and ready yourself. Don't worry, I have your back. Manifestatio! Preemptio! Exilium! Oh my, I can barely stand. Miss Lapice, Victoria! It's okay, I just need to catch my breath. That's not okay. Completely normal situation for a combat mage. There's no need to worry about me. I don't like the way you look. Why don't you sit down? Thank you, Grim. This backlash is exactly what I was afraid of. The spells I use don't take much power individually, but in quick succession, they're enough to drain most people, including myself, especially right now. Don't worry, Victoria. I'm right here. I promise I'll keep you safe. I'm positive we're no longer in danger. That spell combination was explicitly created to exorcise any entities in an area. But we still don't know exactly what they wanted. It's so weird. Why send in a spy who causes headaches? Made it pretty easy to figure out something was up. Strangely enough, the headaches only affected us so severely. Everyone else had a minor, or worse. A minor at worst. Sorry, guys. You and I have already confronted the Overlord's servants and received magical wounds. And due to that, we feel the presence of these entities much more keenly than others. That explains it. Now, how do we patch you back up? I don't quite think there's a remedy that will make me instantly feel better. Another kiss? I gotta be dreaming. Well, let's see if this fixes her up. Can always just say this is my treatment for her injuries. I don't know what turns me on more, the fact that she's so beautiful, or that she's my teacher and we can't be together. Enough, please. You know how I feel about you, but also know why we can't pursue a romantic relationship, or any type of physical or emotional relationship. We cannot allow our personal feelings to cloud our judgment. I thought it'd help you feel better. I swear something just told me to do that. I hope you don't think I can't control myself. It's just, you bring out something in me, and I want to do whatever I can to comfort you. I'm not boring you, am I? I'm starting to feel dizzy again. What can I do to help? Do you need some water? I don't know. Victoria, Miss Lapice, wake up! No, not that. If she doesn't come to her senses, I'll go get Svetlana. She's more qualified than me to help here. C- Come on, Victoria, open your eyes, please. You scared me. We need to get you to the infirmary. That's not necessary. I just need a little more time to rest. But I can see how bad you feel right now. Don't pretend, please. I'm gonna say a rather strange thing, but you should think it over more later on. I think your kiss did truly help to heal me. I broke the kiss too soon and my head began to spin. So, Grim, it seems like you have a natural talent for healing, and I need to be healed. Oh, Victoria, you're like fire and ice. You either push me away or you want me, and I lose myself whenever I'm around you. Ah, how you feeling, Miss LaPeace? Much better already, Grim. I didn't expect healing to be among your many talents. Well, now you know. You can always call me if you're in need of some more healing. Wait, Grim. I haven't quite come to my senses yet. Well, let me heal you up some more then, maybe if we went further. No, everything should be done in moderation. I mean, can't get carried away. That's a shame. I was prepared to give you more than a kiss to heal you, of course. I'm going to try to stand. I don't feel dizzy anymore. My strength is returning. Is there anything I can do? Just ask it, and I'll do it. Thank you, Grim, but I can't do it myself. You've helped me plenty today. If you don't mind, though, go ahead and tell Svetlana I'll stop by after class. Tell her I require the traditional rehabilitation given after using cascading spells. Victoria is something else. I don't know anyone that can match her mental strength. Still, I'll never forgive myself if she gets hurt. When are we finally going to stop Overlord and his spawn? This whole situation worries me. You said Victoria used cascading spells? With her injuries, that was not the smartest thing to do. You know Victoria, she's a real fighter. Between us, this cascade of spells really drained her. Couldn't you talk Victoria out of it? You of all people know what she's dealing with. Her power isn't limitless, and the same goes for my healing abilities. She didn't explain what she was gonna do, she just asked for backup. I wasn't expecting her to be hit so hard. Okay, that's fair. Don't worry. I'll do everything I can for Miss LaPeace's health. I hope Victoria will be alright. She will be, for sure. She's in Svetlana's hands now. And I've got another class to attend. Time to brew some potions. Hello, class. It's good to see you all in a great mood. The topic of our class today is the rules for mixing prepared elixirs. We will learn safety techniques for working with elixirs. Funny, I didn't know it required separate rules to mix together already prepared elixirs. Carter, be so kind. Bring here the elixirs I collected from the closet. Yes, Miss Spellman. There are some pretty dangerous specimens out there, so be extra careful, please. I hear you, Miss Spellman. Wow, how many elixirs are in that box? I'm not a wimp, of course, but I wouldn't want to carry that. There are so many glass tubes and vials. Fuck! Well, so much for that. Whoa, Carter collapsed on the floor. Looks like he also managed to cut his hand on those jars, poor guy. Is it just me, or has the classroom started to smell bad? Can you smell that awful stench, too? I feel like it's gonna make me sick soon. Exactly, it stinks to the point where I'm almost crying. I won't be able to sit in here all the way to the end of class. My dear students, it seems this class is canceled for reasons beyond my control. And in order not to waste time, you can write an essay on any group of potions that you like. All of you are dismissed. Carter, hurry up and go to the infirmary to see Svetlana. You cut your hand badly. Excuse me, Miss Spellman, I have no idea how that happened. Miss Spellman, why aren't you going anywhere? I have to get the stench out as soon as possible. Shouldn't we call the cleaning staff? Unfortunately, they can't do it here. This stench is for magical potions, and you can't get rid of it with ordinary cleaners. Let me at least open the windows, then. Good idea. Fresh air wouldn't hurt right now. Now wait just a minute, Miss Spellman. Damn, it won't budge. It feels like the handles on these windows are jammed in. Okay, don't panic. We need to pull again and harder. Open up at last! Grim, quit fighting the window. Better come over here and help me now that you're staying. Are you going to brew some kind of potion? I don't think this is a very good time. The elixir is mixed unpredictably, and you and I are now experiencing the results. Removing this contamination requires a purity potion and in large quantities. Unfortunately, I ran out of it earlier, so I have to make it first and then put it to work. Does the purity potion take a long time to prepare? Fortunately not. I had all the ingredients on hand, so in 10 minutes we'll have it. Can I ask you one favor? Of course, Miss Spellman. I'm always happy to help you. Ask Miss Earhart for a stepladder. I suspect we'll need it. A stepladder? Are you sure? Absolutely. Carter fell so masterfully that he even managed to leave a stain under the ceiling. I guess it was an elixir of fortitude. It always shoots the cork upward like champagne. And then he was shaken up properly. In general, there's a lot of work ahead. I have to scrub everything from top to bottom here. Miss Spellman, don't even expect to suffer here alone. I'll get you a stepladder and then I'll help you clean up. That's final. Oh, Grim, thank you so much. Go to Miss Earhart where I finished the purity potion. Thank you, Emily. I promise to return it as soon as Miss Spellman and I finish cleaning the classroom. No problem, it's funny how Sabrina uses you as her errand boy. Should I be worried that you found yourself a new mistress? What? Oh, no, ma'am, I was just being helpful, that's all. Oh, relax, I'm just joking. You're so cute when you get scared, like a little puppy. Go on, wag your tail and run to your teacher. I'll be waiting for my stepladder back. Well, is that a hint of jealousy? Does she take me for her property now? Jeez. Grim, great. I just had time to pour the purity potion into a bucket and dilute it to the right concentration. Let's choose who'll do what. Do you want to clean the walls or the floor? Of course, the floor. There's always dirt there, unlike on the walls. That's great. Let me check the temperature. The purity potion shouldn't be hot. I was actually expecting to see those thighs from a different angle. But I like it this way, too. Sabrina is a wonderful woman. Unfortunately, you have to take these gloves and pick up the splinters from the floor. All the consumable cleaning gear will be thrown away later. Otherwise, I'll be fired for trying to poison the students. That's alright, we'll do it now. In fact, I can do it in a matter of minutes. I just can't believe my luck. If it weren't for you, there would have been a local Armageddon. The sooner we clean up these spilled potions, the sooner we can breathe normally. Be careful with the glass. Don't cut yourself like poor Carter. Yes, Miss Spellman, I'm taking a close look around me. But all I can see so far are your slender legs. You worry me shamelessly, Sabrina, and I don't know what to do about it. I once had to clean a similar disaster by myself. It was horrible, but there's two of us. How deftly you handle that stain, Miss Spellman. I've never seen a cleansing of such quality before. I wish I'd remember the recipe for this cleanser. I sincerely hope you never need this recipe in your life, Grim. I don't really care that much about this recipe, but what a gorgeous view! No regrets helping out today. Oh, I think something's about to happen. Ah! Oops! Oh, Grim! Sorry, I didn't see you there. For some reason, I thought you were still a meter and a half away from me. Sure. Just slams her vagina right in his face. Kaboom! There you, do you want it? Here you go! It's alright, Miss Spellman. I think I see more glass shards. I'll go gather them up. It's not as scary as we first thought. A couple or three more times and everything will be back to normal. I'm blabbering nonsense, but I just can't think straight when I see breasts like that. I guess I better keep quiet and quietly enjoy the spectacle. Grim, you're so cute. Just a few words, but she expressed so much. Is Sabrina just grateful for my help, or does she like me? As a man! What's the best thing for me to do in this situation? Your lips, Sabrina. I almost lost my mind. Make out with all your teachers, Grim. I wish it would last forever. So fragile and defenseless, but so desirable, Sabrina. Grim, we shouldn't be doing this, really. Is there anything wrong with it, Miss Spellman? We are breaking every possible rule, and I don't like to feel like a rebel. But I'm ready. I would move mountains for you, Miss Spellman. Mountains, I tell you. The stepladder really helped us out a lot, didn't it? Yeah. We should take the stepladder back and thank Miss Earhart for her help. I hope she didn't have to bother with a bunch of levitation spells. I don't think so, but I'll ask her about it. Anyway, Miss Earhart helped us out a lot today. And your help is invaluable as always, Grim. Thank you, Miss Spellman. Thank you so much for the stepladder. I've already put it back in place. How nice of you, Grim. Did you and Miss Spellman do everything you wanted to do? Yes, Emily, we cleaned the class, if that's what you're asking. Now be a good boy and say it right, or do you want a spanking? Yes, mistress, we did everything we wanted to. That's more like it. Man, it gets complicated when two older women toy with you. My brain needs to rest and spend some time with girls my age. Someone I can toy with. Oh yes, Lily still owes me a romantic evening. Time to collect the debt. Hello, Lily. Hey, it's really nice to see you. How are you doing with your studies? Did you finish all your assignments? Oh yeah, thank God. I'm a free woman now, I suppose. And I can do literally anything. That's great, because I have a surprise for you. What are you up to? Is it something nice? What else? Actually, it's a little home party for you. Wow, what? I wonder what all that entails. Why wonder when you can just go into my room and see it for yourself? Now that you're suggesting it, I mean. I can't wait to see everything. Let's not waste a minute. Or maybe I should get changed. Maybe I should get changed into something more appropriate, You look amazing as is, but I don't really mind. See you at my place, Lil. Whoa. So you weren't joking. Of course I promised it would be romantic. I don't even know what to choose. Board games, wine, or snacks. Why choose when you can try them all? By the way, I thought you wanted to change into an evening dress. But what you're wearing is just... You're simply amazing. You also knew better than to wear a tuxedo. Though actually, why don't you get rid of that shirt? That way we're both just as dressed as each other. Well, if you insist. Here we go. Ta-da! Oh, Lil, it's exactly how I imagined today's evening would go. So how about a couple of rounds of cards? And here, please, this is for you. Thank you, honey. In days before video games, they had these things called cards. We actually used to sit around and play them at a table with other people that we would look at in real life. It was an amazing thing. Cards? Let me think. I should warn you, I'm pretty good at card games. I suppose I'll find that out soon. And what are we playing for? What do you mean? Should we play for something? I'd offer to play strip poker, but we got nothing to take off, or almost nothing. Still enough for a couple of rounds. Or the winner can get a wish from the loser. Why not? Let's try this. But only if it's not about undressing. Okay, you got me. Or are you saying, okay, you got me? Hey, you were looking at my cards. Come on, Lily, just admit you lost. You know, it's not that complicated. Defeat? You cheated. I'm just thinking, I can't decide what to wish for. Ask you to clean my room for a month, or to make me cakes every day? It's really hard to choose. Ah, you're such a... Can't you hear me? I demand a do-over. We have to play again because of your cheating. Give me the cards, Grim. Hey, are you doing this on purpose or what? You think I can't get it? Just do it then. Still not going well for you, huh? Hey, what are you looking at me like that? Don't try to distract me. It's not gonna work. Hey, are you okay? Oh, Grim. Neither the alcohol in my blood is affecting my desire, or Lily really is just driving me crazy. But I feel so turned on. Uh-oh. You feel it too, right? That passion, that chemistry. Oh yeah. I want you, baby. I never want to get away from your full lips. Don't even think about it. All I need now is your hot, lovely body. Your smell, your skin, and the shivers going through it. They all turn me on more than anything else. Your hands on my body. So thrilling. I'm trembling with desire so badly. Uh-oh. Looks like somebody's already really turned on. Holy shit, you're so wet already. Oh yeah, I feel so horny. I understand you just perfectly, girl. My dick is so hard already. Another second of this caressing and I might just come in my pants. Get it together, Grim. The last thing I want to do is deny myself and Lily pleasure. And what if I do this? Your foot is so delicate and smooth. Yeah, the feet people will be happy. Whoa! When her foot touches my dick, it makes me forget how to breathe. Just look at those neat toenails. They look so fucking sexy. Oh, I really like it this way. I know something that's even better. Where have you been hiding your wonderful feet all this time? Oh, damn. I'm glad you like it, sweetie. Just like that. Your fast breathing just turns me on so much. Oh, babe. You... Oh! So gentle and beautiful. Unbelievable. I can enjoy this forever, but the mere thought of me being inside her. I can't settle for just a thought. I need you and I want you, Lily. Come here, beauty. Tell me, do you want me as much as I want you? Oh, yes. Do you want to fuck me? Yes, Grim, please. I want you to ask me to fuck you. Fuck me, Grim. Good girl. Gosh, she's so tight. It feels so good. Just unbelievable. And her firm tits. It's paradise on earth. Just like that, baby. Move those fingers. It feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah. She's moaning so loudly, someone can probably hear us. Whatever. It's not really important right now. More than that. It's a great turn on. Oh, Grim, you're just too good at fucking. So hard, so passionate. It's all I could have hoped for. Oh yeah, just like that. Animations are a bit jerky, but it is what it is. Lily, dear, it feels just great. But do you know what would feel even better? Your warm little tongue on my dick. Just like that, huh? Holy shit. I'm almost in an orgasm. No, not so fast. You're gonna have more pleasure than this tonight. Let's just take it slow. Okay. Do whatever you like, honey. How do you like the view, huh? There are no words. Sexy girl on her knees right in front of me, and her gentle hand on my dick. Whoa. I can literally feel her breathing on my dick. I'm getting goosebumps. Oh yeah, Lily. Yeah. Good. Good girl. Come here. Oh. There you go. Keep going. Now lick it softly and tenderly. Yeah. Just like that. I just need to not overdo it. I feel like I'm losing control of myself. It feels too fucking good. Wow. Ah. Yes. Ah. Oh. Just like that. Oh. Damn. She's really going at it. Like a machine, folks. Oh, I'm so close. I can't hold it anymore. I don't think I have time to ask Lily if I can come in her mouth. Hope she won't mind too much. Oh, when I think about my sperm filling her mouth, I swear it makes me ready to come again. Yeah! I must say, it was a little unexpected. Damn, I'm so sorry, Lily. I wanted to ask you, but I just didn't have time. Was that a nasty surprise? No, don't worry, it's okay. I kind of liked it. And it turns out that it doesn't taste bad. I'd even say it's quite tasty. You sure you don't want to stay? Even if I do, I know how embarrassing it would be if someone came to your room in the morning and Haley would ask where I was all night. So we'd better sleep separately, at least for now. Yeah, you're right as always. Anyway, thank you so much for tonight. I had a great time. It's very, very mutual. And don't forget that you still owe me one wish. Ha ha ha. Okay, we'll see how you behave. What? Nighty night, Grim. Next morning. Today's the day. When night comes, I'll use the scroll to get to Katrina's seal, and she'll finally be free. But until the time comes, I can still learn something useful. I hope Victoria has recovered and will be able to teach us today. Only one way to find out. Time to take a look. It looks like class is starting as usual. Good. Oh, is that Haley sitting there? I'll stop by and say hi. Hello, beautiful. Oh, hello, hello. There's definitely something bothering her. Hey, are you okay? You look upset. Is something wrong? Oh, no, not really. I'm just feeling uneasy. How come? I'm worried about the dragon. I don't even know how it's doing. Come on, Haley, don't worry about it. I'm sure it's okay. Plus, it's with Martha. Listen, Grim. I know what we last talked about, but I want to visit Martha, have some tea, or whatever druids drink, and see the hatchling. Can we? You know class is about to start. Are you ready to skip it? I'd sacrifice a lecture for this. You know, as an exception. It'd be hard for me to focus on class anyway. Well, if that's what the lady wants, let's go then. Sorry to drop in on you like this, Martha. It's just that... Oh, don't fret. You're always welcome as guests in my home. Come in, come in. Let me guess, you have some business with me? It's not quite business. It's just that I've gotten attached to the baby dragon. I miss him very, very much. I know how crazy that sounds. But today I realize how much I want to see my little friend. Grim and I even skipped a lesson. I totally understand you, Haley. And I also get attached to the creature very quickly, too. So I know how that chest-pulling sensation feels. However, just one little problem. It's sleeping right now. You know, those restless toddlers. They get tired so quickly. But I'm sure it'll wake up soon. Come in, come in. No need to hang outside. Wow. It tastes so good. What's that? You never listen to me, Grim. Haven't I told you about my special herbal infusion? Oh, I think I remember it. What do you think? How's the lingonberry taste? Wow, it's amazing, Martha. It's amazing. Yeah, I'd go with a druid. Because, you know, I used to be heavily into studying all that stuff. So, oh yeah. That'd be my kind of thing. The same can be said about my new life with the baby dragon. I haven't had this much fun in years. We understand each other well. And it's so loving, so sweet. And Hal keeps asking me to pet him. And it even helped me collect magic roots and herbs in the woods. Wait, you named it Hal? Oh, I didn't tell you. As it turns out, the dragon wasn't named. So I named it. After you, Haley. After me? Sure, why not? Do you think it's a bad idea? You're just so cute together. Thank you, I appreciate it. And our baby seems to like the name. It immediately responds to it, at least. Responding to a name? What, you don't believe me? There it goes. Look! Hal, are you awake? Come here, sweetie. Gah! Oh, shit! Couldn't have said it better myself, Haley. It's a darling, isn't it? But there's something that worries me. And I really wanted to talk to you about it. I've been talking to Hal a lot. I asked him about his family and about other dragons in the clan. But it seems that the baby's pretty scared of that subject. Hal didn't answer my questions, only said that its home isn't safe. Every time I try to bring it back up, it gets all nervous. I don't know what's going on in there in Dragonland. But it can't be good. I can't stand this any longer. Every time it's the same. Did I say something wrong? No, Martha, it's not you, really. It's just your words really struck a chord with me. It's clear that the dragons are in danger. Grim and I have known this. We've doubted it before, but it's abundantly clear. Don't you think we're past the point of no return, Grim? Enough is enough. Easy, easy. What are you talking about? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go to the Court of Dragons cave now. We've talked about this so many times, haven't we? You're making a rash decision. Haven't we said we should wait for the Dragon Commission to arrive? We can watch and wait forever. No, my intuition tells me that we can't pull this off any longer. It's now or never. I'd prefer it, of course, if you came with me. But I won't talk you into it. Listen, guys, I know what you're thinking, but it's far too dangerous. Are you confident in your abilities? I had the same question. Haley, you know just as much as I do that these decisions shouldn't be made impulsively. Just tell me, Grim, will you come with me? All I need is an answer, yes or no. Yes, I'd have to be crazy to let you go alone to the dragon's cave. To hell with it. Let's do it. Alright, guys, and that's where we're going to leave off for now. We'll see you back here with more Lust Academy. Well, you know what? Why don't we just finish the day? Just so you know, the path to the Dragon's Cave is pretty long. Pretty long. I'm assuming that means too far by going on foot. Of course, you'll go there via boat. Wow, really? Unless you want to swim, it'll make the journey a lot easier. I hope you know how to use paddles, though. Ha! Do you think it's worth bringing Hal with us? What? I strongly advise against that. It's 100% better to keep Hal here. The cave could be too dangerous for it right now. Oh, yeah. You have to check out what's going on there first. And then can the hatchling be returned to a safe place? What about the magic barrier protecting the area? From what I understand, Haley and I can't get into their cave as humans, right? Exactly. You have to be a dragon to get through the barrier. Which, as I said before, isn't a problem at all. I know I'm a little paranoid, but we won't be stuck as dragons forever, right? What a stupid thing to say. Of course not. I'll give you an elixir that will help you transform. But you'll need to hurry. It loses its effects quickly. If you were to take it now, by evening, you'll transform back. Interesting. What kind of potion is it? Do you think druids just go around and share their knowledge with wizards? Be grateful that I'm letting you have this elixir. Hey, easy there. We get it. The last thing I want to do at such a crucial moment is to argue with Martha. Probably best not to make her angry. Martha, you're the best. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know what we would do without you. Come on, Haley, we had a deal, right? And I always keep my promises. Hey, Grim, come and join us. Nothing beats a hug with two hot girls. Well, almost nothing. Be smart, be cautious, don't jump in without planning. And if you notice any danger, come back immediately. And above all else, don't be a hero. Believe me, it'll be dangerous out there. Thank God you can row, Grim. Okay, so this is where we're going to leave off, because this is a big adventure that they're starting. So we'll see you guys next time with more Lust Academy Season 2 on Grim's Uncanny Valley. I'm out, guys.